My journal for September 7th, 2001. If I'm going to play a part in rhetorical space, then I need to take a role. I'd been imagining my role as that of Obi-Wan. But no, I see I am the captain of this ship. Fern's faith in me this morning lifts my spirits. Her direction, just the direction in which I want to go. I want to be what I am, the intellectual and spiritual. Correct that. An intellectual and spiritual focus of the Berkman Center. Collecting warmth around me. I came on Eric cold somehow. I did not intend to do this, but seemed to have done it nonetheless. Insensitivity on my part. To how my message would be received. How do you warm someone up to receive your message? When trying to communicate a message to someone, how do you begin? If I begin by assuming a captain's role, then this is my journal. Some parts of it are personal. This is my trip. In its personal portion. The part for you is ours. This is the journal. Of a man who's on a trip Captain's orders to the crew. I have my journal. You have yours. Assignment for the class. To express one. Contribute it. Help me process it with you. As you with me, and we will have a story together. To have a story together requires us to tell it. Our challenge is to tell it in the new medium. The new medium is an integration, new combination of former modes of message reception. With this new communications capacity in potential, we have opportunity to find new ways to get our message out, see what comes back to us, sense our universe. The rhetorical challenge for each of us is to find a role. And then to play it to the fullest. While still remaining in the story with us here together. The one we know is real. A foot in each camp, fantasy and real. Balance in the interface between. Eric, message for you. I offered you the opportunity to edit my captain's journal before I put it out. You certainly turned me down if the terms of the offer set a choice you could not reject. If role as editor I then gave you permission not to listen. Freeing your choice. Now we'll see. Do you give the tapes back without listening? If so, then editing them is not your job. And once the message makes it out, you have to live with it. There are multiple kinds of editing. There's the kind of editing where you take things out. The only kind Fred Friendly would permit. Not quite. There's the kind of editing where you put things in. There's the kind of editing which changes order of presentation. That's a form of stop, go back. Which is often easy to adjust to. There's editing that says, put things in, giving only abstract description. Put out the punctuation marks. Fern starts this morning with math matters, gives them rules of interaction 1 through 5. Homework. Collaboration, access, I take it as a model for my class. Fern is a teacher. I am in her class. and I'm free to use what I learn and pass it along. I'd like to express it in process, structure, architecture. Order and process of communication. If my study and my quest is structure of communication between you and me, declaration, question, and answer. Then we've got to go in quest of understanding of what we see. What we hear. What we feel. What we taste. What we smell. And deal with them in integration. Each of us is an integrator of sensation. How does the process of integration work? How can we understand it but by looking at it? How can we look at it unless we do it? Who owns the expression, do it? Does Nike have a deed? From whence comes this writ? This fencing of the space. Do we want that fence in our space? Or should we take it down? This is a question of substance as well as evidence and suddenly I'm preaching. in a mode that may put you down. Hypothesis. It is another's mode that puts you up or down, puts you in posture to receive message, warm or cold. Quirky. Is this a positive or negative quality? But there is something negative in it. Something that puts Eric off. Please help me understand the defect in my character. Let me see the mystery mode that turns my approach from warmth to cold. Be my crew. Be my coach. Be my confessor. Fern's advice: to solve the problem myself. Find help where I need it. Ask for it from the crew. We've struggled all summer to define our mission. Our mission to understand reality is too broad for most folks. Too grand, unattainable, not practical, not understandable. Narrow it down. To understand communication, okay. That's within the purview of my class. To understand how to make education more interesting, let it reach wider audience, knowing internet's the integrating key. That comes closer to satisfaction. Perhaps the answer is to change modality. I should experiment. How else to learn but by experiment? Experience, our strongest teacher. How else? By hearsay. Weaker. But stronger, the more it approaches reality. Let its fantasy creation come closer and closer to real, to a storyline that occupies belief. Rooted in memory by a process of feeling, in addition to cognition. Deeply grounded. There as surrogate experience for evaluating choices still before you. How close can we bring this teaching of mine, hearsay, teaching of evidence? How close can we bring it to reality? I have a change of mode in mind. Reference to my first year in law school. If I'm to edit my captain's journal, then let me listen to it. Write it in a book. Perhaps Eric wants me to work out modalities in advance. I want to explore them as I go along. How can we accommodate Eric? I can speak to you, Eric. I can speak to you. Is it the line or how it is delivered? Question for lawyers. How do you coach a witness? To make the witness more credible.